Bernie Sanders busts Joe Biden for delivering short speeches. By Hannah Blow on March 10, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Monday criticized fellow Democrat primary opponent Joe Biden, D, for delivering short speeches on the campaign trail, telling the audience at Fox News's town hall that the American people are entitled to thoughtful answers to the crises we face. Sanders participated in a Fox News town hall on Monday and took a question from a member of the audience, who told the presidential hopeful that Biden's answers do not often make sense and asked for Sanders' thoughts on answering questions like Joe Biden does. "When I give a speech, often it's 45 minutes or an hour, okay? Because there are a lot of challenges that the country faces, and I've got to talk about them," Sanders said. "You know, I think Joe was somewhere, where was he, I don't know. Michigan or someplace else the other day, and he spoke for 7 minutes," he noted. "I don't know how you say anything other than, you know, minimal discussion in 7 minutes. If I'm going to give a speech to people, I can't do it in 7 minutes." He continued, noting that there are simply too many issues to cover, including healthcare, education, climate change, immigration reform, and criminal justice reform. "I don't know how you do that in 7 minutes. So, all that I'm saying, Martha, is that I think, as a candidate for president, you owe respect to the people. And you have to have the courage or the desire to say, hey, this is what, where I'm coming from. This is my view. You disagree with me? Fine. But I can't do that in 7 minutes in a speech." Despite his criticism, Sanders reiterated that he was not here to criticize Joe, but to say that "I think the American people in this incredibly complicated and difficult moment in our history are entitled to thoughtful answers to the crises we face." Sanders also refused to weigh in on the growing concerns surrounding Biden's mental stamina. "I'm not going to go at that level in attacking Joe, and I have, you know, that's for people to decide," Sanders told Fox News's Brett Byer. "All I can say is, Joe and I have very significant political differences. And I'm not going to be making personal attacks on Joe," he added. "That's not what I do." Sanders' remarks follow a squabble between the respective campaigns over the upcoming CNN-hosted debate, which will have candidates seated behind a desk as opposed to standing behind podiums. The change renewed suspicions from critics, who believe the Democrat establishment is maneuvering behind the scenes to boost Biden and sink Sanders. Why does Joe Biden not want to stand toe-to-toe with Senator Sanders on the debate stage March 15 and have an opportunity to defend his record and articulate his vision for the future? Sanders' senior adviser Jeff Weaver asked, according to Politico. Biden's deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield dismissed the Sanders campaign's remarks. "We will participate in whatever debate CNN shows us to stage, standing, sitting, at podiums, or in a town hall," Bedingfield said. "The problem for the Sanders campaign is not the staging of the debate, but rather, the weakness of Senator Sanders' record and ideas."